And now this is a dictation for Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Glanz, G-L-A-N-Z, August 5, 31, address as a letter to Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, Levant, L-E-V as in Victor, A-N-D-N-P, 866-419-3504. Dear Mrs. Levant, follow up for Helen with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit March. She has chronic dyspnea, presently no oxygen, comes accompanied with her daughter, some interscapular shoulder blade pain on heavy activity, not on normal activity. Husband is at Laurels, and that's creating a lot of stress, transportation, and not eating a restricted diet. No recent gout, has obesity, chronic edema, pacemaker, hard of hearing. Has a leg ulcer that is slowly healing. Follows through the wound clinic, no antibiotics, review system otherwise done, being negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Norvasc, HCTC, anticoagulation with Eliquis. Inhalers, next paragraph, pressing weight 212, blood pressure 149.74 by nurse. Has a pacemaker, which is intracardiac, no device under the skin, lungs are clear distant, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or ascites, stable edema, left more than right, left leg is wrapped. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine baseline for a GFR of 20, stage 4, mild metabolic acidosis, other labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, stable over time, no progression, not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis, blood pressure fair, electrolyte, acid base stable, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus stable, malanemia does not require EPO treatment, continue present medications, minimize salt intake, follows cardiology for her underlying cardiac device, come back in 6 months, end of dictation. We discuss also about watch for localized edema on the left side for DVT, which appears not to be the case right now. End of dictation.